This is a darn nice vehicle, because as far as I'm concerned, there ain't no bad Lexus. And this is the 2026 RX450H all-wheel drive. Great on highway and on nasty roads. And to make sure I keep Bill happy, 21-inch alloy wheels and over 8 inches of ground clearance. Okay. Anyhow, 2.5-liter four-cylinder plug-in hybrid electric engine along with a gas engine gives us 304 net combined horsepower. 3,500... pounds of towing. Payload inside, 1,175 pounds, which is good. This is a big midsize. I can't figure them out anymore, what's midsize, what's full size. Surprising thing about this thing, a little bell kept going off, and I go, what? These doors are so tight, you really need to slam them. And then once you're in there, this thing is super quiet, super comfortable. Beautiful leather interior, ash bamboo trim. Great drivetrain on this thing. It's just handy. We're getting 35 miles per gallon gasoline only, and almost 40 miles if you run electric only in town. So that comes in handy. Blind spot monitor, rear traffic alert, intuitive parking assist. I mean, everything you could think of. Wood leather trimmed heated steering wheel. The Mark Levinson premium audio system. But like I say, a really excellent ride. One thing I don't like, and it's going to go away: the start stop. EPS says, nah, and it was never a rule, but I didn't realize till I researched it, was that manufacturers were getting credits for putting those things in. And then I studied a little bit further and found out that though it works as far as gas mileage, you have to have a bigger battery, and you have to have a bigger starter, which all costs more, you know. And so, Anyway, so finishing up, this Lexus also has really nice side puddle lamps. I want you to know that. So it's a great-looking vehicle. It's Bob money, loaded to the gills, 78 grand. But like I say, it is luxury. 26 RX450H Plus all-wheel drive Lexus.
I've got an update for you in the automotive world. Bob, you're going to be disappointed. Yeah, Lamborghini will cancel its plan to release an electric vehicle in 2028 due to what the company is calling a lack of consumer demand.
Yeah.
Imagine that. Yeah, okay. All right, we're going to take a break. When we come back,
let the market work.
Hey, we're heading to the coast. Robin Rikers, Texas Parks and Wildlife Coastal Fisheries Director, is on his way.